Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Humanly speaking, I should not have the temerity to talk with you about love. It is such an abused word. Who can speak of it with hope for being heard accurately? And yet we cannot surrender something because of its being abused without ultimately surrendering everything for the same reason. Being dedicated to the declare of the whole counsel of God by his call to me through his strength, I am compelled by such a word of the Lord as 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 to 21, to be willing to talk with you about love, whatever the hazard. Concentrate with me then on 1 John chapter 4, especially verse 21. This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Concentrate with me for the sake of understanding love as the point to cherish by self-giving. The Greek knows a word for loving passionately, eron, not used in the New Testament. For loving as prompted by the emotion of finding delight in the object of love, philein, used in the New Testament, and for loving as choosing to show esteem for the object of love by the giving of self, or the heart, used in the New Testament and especially in today's lesson and today's text. It is this third kind of love that God requires from us to himself. What an impossibility it is to give it. We would rather by nature deny God. Our confession would be immediate claim that he needs nothing from us, and the complaint that he does not give us what we need from him. But he loved us, although we were unloving and unlovable. Loved us by his choice to cherish by self-giving. How literally he did that. The only begotten Son of God became man, who knew no sin as God or man, so that he might become sin for us, to enable us to be made the righteousness of God in him. He has made us the righteousness of God in him by sending his Holy Spirit through word and sacrament into our hearts to implant the gift of faith by which we live in him and cling to him and hope all together in his promises. By his love for us, he has given us love for him, so that we give ourselves to him in the worship of his person and being, and in our service to our fellow men in his name and in his stead. By his love for us, he has given us love for him, so that we give ourselves to him in the worship of his person, and yet our native sinfulness still moves us to set aside his gift by withholding ourselves from worshiping him and from doing his service to men. However, he who first loved us continues to love us, calling us to repentance for our lovelessness, reestablishing his gift of love in us, and leading us to love by making the choice to cherish by giving ourselves in worship to him and in bodily witness and service to men. We have to bring sincere repentance and confident expectation of his renewed gift. We come to the Lord's table to eat and to drink his very body and blood, in the giving of which the Lord Jesus became sin for us, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our emphasis this moment has been on love for God, with a rather casual mention of consequent love for the brother. But let's not remain so casual about something that happens only by our deliberate God-directed efforts. This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Here, but how hard it is to do. For almost 9 months we've been living and working together in this seminary community of faith and learning. By experience, we have learned how easy it is to live by the expectation of getting better than we did, or of getting at least as good as we did, or at the very least of some better as a response to our giving. But our Lord wants us to make the first choice of cherishing by thanksgiving without being affected by what happens or fails to happen secondly. Now, with our community about to be dispersed, probably never again to be gathered on this earth in exactly the same composition as exists today, we must face the prospect that the maintaining of the genuine Christian altruism which would have each of us be selfishly solicitous of the other's temporal and spiritual and eternal well-being will become more difficult than ever. With hearts of sincere repentance for having failed each other, and a confident expectation that our Lord will renew his gift to us to love each other, let us share the Lord's Supper. By that Holy Supper, and by the Holy Word, we shall be confirmed as the blessed of God and God's blessing to each other. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Peace of God, it passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.